Welcome to Spark Podcast, where you hear top wellness advice from leading Canadian professionals. Each episode explores topics about food, stress, sleep, wellness, natural living, self-improvement, and so much more to give you actionable steps on improving your family health. I'm your host, Zing Bronson, and this is Spark Podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, a note that Spark Podcast is brought to you by the website Common Thought. Common Thought is affiliated with Pasco Canada. This season of changing the weather, it's getting hot soon. When my family is not feeling well, we use Pasco for cold, flu, seasonal allergies, as well as aching bones and joints. The best natural health supplement comes in forms of tablet, drops, creams, and relieve symptoms with Pasco Canada products. This is our ninth episode as we're starting back in spring 2020. So, where do we start? What's the purpose of wellness from Toastmaster? It's for those of us who are into public speaking, interpersonal communication management, and confident people. This episode is going to be special because this is our second time meeting Jeremy Q, the Toastmaster division. Their mission is to become a hub for anything, everything that promotes self-discovery. Toastmaster is an international club that is connected with strong communities and support. When we last talked, we touched on the topic about public speaking and what it takes to become a public speaker, as well as some tips and tricks. Jeremy Q shared his experience about overcoming his fear of public speaking.
Hi, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you today, Singh?
Well, thank you for being here. I can't wait to jump into the topic with you. A little quick recap. Last season, we talked about public speaking, what it takes to become a public speaker, as well as tricks and tips. Jeremy shared us last year that his experience about overcoming his fear of public speaking. I was wondering if you just tell us a little about your background. Like, I know maybe new listeners don't know you, so we can just talk about that.
Oh, well, my name is Jeremy, and I've been with Toastmasters for almost 3 years now, and I just joined because I wanted to become a better public speaker, and also I felt like it will help me get ahead and get an edge in my job, right? And then eventually I just enjoyed doing it, and one thing led to another, and next thing you know, I'm in charge of the educational part of Toastmasters in my club. I was doing public relations in my club. And last year, when we were talking, I was actually an area director, meaning I was overseeing two clubs in Moose Jaw, a club in Regina, and a club in Swift Current. So kind of just keeping them up to date with what's going on. And then this year, I've stepped a little bit back and decided to become the president of our club here in Moose Jaw. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. I've joined a couple of speech contests and also been judge for a couple of speech contests. And that's pretty much my background in Toastmaster. Still a lot of learning to do. Aside from that, I'm just your normal kind of guy.
Yeah, no, it's always good to self-improve yourself, and it's always good to learn new things every day.
Exactly. It keeps you busy, and it keeps life very interesting that you continue to move forward.
Yeah, so I'm just going to get back to the topic. Last year, we talked about Toastmaster. I think there's a new program coming in. It's called Pathfinder. I just wanted you to tell us about it and what's the difference and how it improves public speaking.
Okay, so it is, it's called Pathways, and it's been released, I think, 2 years ago. And now this is the main educational program that we have. Before Pathways, we had two kind of ways to move forward in Toastmasters, focusing on leadership and focusing on public speaking. So those are the two kind of books that you have. And then now they're rolling in pathways where there's actually different paths. So the leadership and the public speaking is kind of encompassed in all of these paths, right? The way I think about it is these 11 paths that you have are kind of your, let's say, your major. Say you're majoring in effective coaching or presentation mastery. Those are just an example of two different paths. And each path has competencies or their core that they're trying to improve on. So depending on what you do or what you want to achieve in Toastmasters, let's say you want to become more of a dynamic leader, then you're going to be focusing on different competencies compared to somebody who wants to really just focus on becoming a public speaker. So let's just, and it's a big transition from just being focused on the two things to having this melting pot of, wait, I actually want to be an innovative planner to build on my project management skills. So now Toastmasters is moving forward to, you know what, this is what you want to get from Toastmasters, and we will help you to get into that path. So the way I think about it, pathways is essentially streamlining the way that you learn depending on the goals that you have. So we have 11 paths right now. So that's all you need to know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could go really deep into this.
Wow, that is a lot. And how long does it take to finish this, accomplish? Does it depends on the person or?
Yeah, it usually depends on how much you really put into it, right? This is not a formal schooling. This is a club that you get into. And the thing about this is you really get as much as what you put in. So let's say you're starting in Toastmasters and you want to develop your skills as fast as you can, as efficient as you can. Well, then perhaps you're delivering speeches and planning events more often than somebody who's just taking it slow, just trying to get over their fear of public speaking, right? So it depends for each person, but typically I'd say in about 6 months or a year, you should be able to complete a path. So, and there's 11 paths, so you could pick a path, finish that up in about a year or so, and then take another path. Let's say you want to improve your presentation mastery to begin with, and then you find out that you want to be a better leader as well because you're moving forward in your job. So you want to take on a path of leadership development. To go back to that question, it really depends on the person how fast or how slow they want to take their time in developing themselves. But ultimately, it's however much you put into the program.
What is the part of being in Toastmasters? I find it, you find your public speaking, but also the creative side. I really like enjoying the writing side and doing the research on my speech. Is that very common? Like people do that in Toastmasters?
Oh, yeah, for sure. One thing that a lot of people ask is that, okay, so you speak in Toastmasters, you can only talk about something so much, right? You ran out of speeches to say. But the thing is, you can take out speeches from your day-to-day lives and your experiences, right? So sometimes you just gotta find the goodness or the juice in the way that you live. And next thing you know, you have your new speech. Perhaps yeah. The grocery store is your new speech, right? So it's really good, especially you get into a slump where you don't know what to talk about. But really, you are more interesting than you think you are. You just have to look into yourself and what you do, and there's a speech there. You know? There's always small things in the nook and crannies of our minds and of our lives that allows us to be creative and resourceful. It's a nice way to be creative for sure.
Yes. Since we talk about being creative, you have your own style, your own voice. When did you discover that?
Ooh, my own style and my own voice. I kind of find that in the beginning, you know, you're focused on just trying to improve the technical aspects of public speaking, right? Your hand gestures, the way you speak, the different variations in volume and the pacing. And then eventually you focus more on the topic that you're trying to present. And the way I started finding out my voice is when it started to become more natural and it's becoming to be more fun, right? Especially when you talk about a topic that perhaps you don't know anything about. So you research on it and then you find a connection with that topic. And whenever you, let's say, talk to a group of people, you are sharing a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And when the time I find out that, you know, this is the voice that I have, this is the kind of humor that I will present, is when, you know, it just, you start making connections with people. Mm-hmm. And you don't make those connections when you're just trying to do a checklist of, you know, what you need to do. It's, I think, you find your voice when the enjoyment and the fun, and most importantly, just the connection between you and the person you're trying to communicate with. So I think that's the voice that everybody has, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, if you're natural and you're not that you're a natural speaker, but you don't seem like you're trying to just read from a piece of paper and you're just trying to talk to your audience, and people know that you become genuine. And when you're genuine to others, you become a genuine person to yourself, and I think that's when you find your voice.
Did you write us a speech for us, Wellness from Toastmaster?
Oh yeah, we were talking about this one a couple of weeks ago, how Toastmasters have been helping me cope with what's going on in our day-to-day lives today, and how our transition from more of an online training.
So a few minutes of your speech, I guess you can take it over now here.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Singh. So to all the listeners that we have here, essentially what I'm going to try and share with you is how Toastmasters have continued to become a thing for me that allowed me to become a healthy person during this trying times that we have. So the three things that I'm going to be talking about is how Toastmasters allows me to continue on improving my communication and leadership skills. Number two is staying occupied, you know, trying to keep ourselves busy. And the third thing that I want to talk about is the social aspect that being in a Toastmasters club allows us to have, you know, allowing us to be together with being distant with each other. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is how Toastmasters continues to help me improve my public speaking skills and my leadership skills. So now that we are in this kind of social distancing mode, I find that Toastmasters actually gives us a venue to continue to speak and to communicate and to continue to lead. You don't realize how difficult it is to hold an online meeting until you actually start doing it, right? Making sure that everyone's muted, you have the lighting, you have the right sound checks. And for me, that allows you to become a better leader, a better host, and being able to disseminate the information that you can into your club. So that's building on the leadership part. And into the public speaking and the communication part, Toastmasters also allows us to, you know, focus on what can we do in front of a camera, or how do we share and connect to a person that's probably not in the same room as us. So in these trying times, we get a lot of challenges, but also an opportunity to develop our public speaking skills and leadership skills in a different way. Second thing that the Toastmasters is doing for me and for my wellness is keeping myself busy. So when things seem to be at a halt or at a pause, it's kind of hard to cope with it. And one thing that Toastmasters helped me do is staying occupied, not just during the hour or an hour and a half meetings and the workshops that we do in the background, but also being able to stay busy outside of a meeting. So finding out your speech, how to figure out the right way to deliver your speech, rehearsing your speech. And that's a routine that now I continually have, especially now that we are moving forward to our contest. So I have been staying occupied and keeping myself busy, and you know, it really helps with coping in this new challenge that we have. And finally, the social aspect that the Toastmasters have and how it continues to keep our club together while being away from each other or distant from each other. And I think it's very important because it allows us to speak and socialize and still have that interaction with other people. And that really helps me socially and psychologically to just have that aspect of there's other people out there that are still doing and moving forward with their lives, right? So having people to talk to, having people to share your thoughts and ideas with, having people to give you feedback and continue helping you improve as you help them improve is, I think, a good social way of staying connected. And I think that's one thing that is very important nowadays is staying connected and making sure that everyone is in the best shape that they could be, you know, healthy and well. So those are just the three things that Toastmasters right now is helping me continue and have general wellness in my life. So continue in helping me improve myself, public speaking and leadership skills with this new challenge of doing it online. Second is just staying occupied, having a routine. So, you know, your days are still purposeful. And finally, just having a way to connect with other people. So club members are checking up on each other and making sure that we are all taking this challenge and continuing to move forward as brave as we can. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that Toastmasters are really helping out in ways to give us this general wellness and health through this challenge. So that's all I got for you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's a very useful tip from whoever needs some help out there or interested in Toastmasters or keeping themselves busy. If they want to connect to Toastmasters, they can't go there, but you can do on video chat, like Zoom or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think that's a really nice way to connect with community on the internet.
Yeah. And if there's any listeners out there, just, you know what, maybe you have been shy to see a Toastmasters club, just go to our Facebook page at Tap Toastmasters and you could probably just walk into our meeting and just observe.
Yeah, it's free and you could just go there and sit down and just, if you're shy, you just sit there and listen to everybody.
Exactly, just socialize, just, you know.
Before we go, we normally play a small game. Would you like to play a small game?
Oh, I like small games.
First question, what makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? My mistakes make me laugh. I do a lot of these things where I mess up a lot of sayings, and I was just, somebody would just look at me like I was crazy. So that always makes me laugh every now and then when I realize that I've been saying things wrong for the whole time, or singing a song lyric that's not the right lyrics. So it always makes me laugh.
This question might be a little hard. What is the happiest moment of this year, 2020, before this event happened?
2020. What is the happiest year?
I know, that small.
You asked me this question a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't find something, but I did a chocolate making workshop just before Valentine's Day. And I think that was a lot of fun. It was something new. I don't usually make sweets. So the chocolate making workshop, I think, is one of the highlights this year.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Also, last question I'm going to ask you. If you had a conversation with your favorite idol or inspiration, who would it be?
Ooh, who would it be? Huh, that's a good one too. There's a lot of people that I'd like to talk to, but if I could be, I guess, leaning towards more of a realistic side, somebody who's alive that I want to talk to would be...
No, it could be anybody. It could be dead or alive, like your ultimate idol.
Oh, ultimate idol. Yeah. Speaking with the Queen.
The Queen?
Oh, yeah, Queen Elizabeth.
Why the Queen?
It's just because she's been in that position for the longest time.
Yes.
She has seen a lot.
Yes.
Exactly. And she has seen a lot of different things change in her lifetime, right? So, and when you see a lot of things change around you, and you have to keep kind of like your position, your composure, and not really... I haven't heard like a big voice from her, even though she is in a big position of power in those years. I want to know what she thinks about. I want to know what keeps her calm. I want to know what her voice is trying to tell her that she can't really say to other people or to the world, right? So I want to know, because she's gone through a lot of challenges over the years, and I think she has a lot of insight.
Any other message you would like to tell the audience out there?
To all the listeners out there, you know, if you are thinking of just keeping yourself busy and trying to develop on building new skills, you know, public speaking, leadership skills, trying to figure out how online communication work, and maybe perhaps just being able to listen into speeches, and most importantly, maybe just finding your voice, right? Please come down. I wouldn't say come down, but go visit us at TAP Toastmasters on our Facebook page. So TAP, T-A-P, Toastmasters, and you'll find us on Facebook. You'll find us online, and our Zoom link is there. Visit us on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Saskatchewan time, and hopefully we'll be able to help you find your voice or find that goal that you are wanting to accomplish this year. You know, just because everything seems to be at a pause doesn't mean your self-improvement has to pause. So come down and visit us, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. And thank you very much, Zing, for having us.
No, it was a pleasant talking to you, and thank you for your time being in our Spark podcast show.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Thanks for all of you for listening to our interview with Jeremy Q, who talks with us today about wellness from Toastmasters. As I mentioned earlier, if you enjoyed this show, please send us a feedback or email us at at myth@commonthought.net. You can always leave us a message, rating, or review on our website, commonthought.net. We love your feedback. Until next time.